Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 509-727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. And if you're listening to us on the radio and you missed this, you can always go to our Kenmore Team YouTube channel. Hit like and subscribe, and you can watch McKay and I, as awful as that might be. So
speak for yourself. So
once again, John, I always like to thank you for agreeing to host and being part of this. How are you doing over there?
Doing good.
Good. Busy week for you.
Yes. More swinging of the bat this weekend. In fact, when I'm done here, headed back out to track and at the risk of sounding egotistically proud, going to see how many more balls our daughter puts in the parking lot out there.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm just going to hit Luke Combs tonight at the Gorge. So,
okay.
We're both busy, just a couple different things. So, well, we have this week. Mm-hmm. Some of these are better than others. Now, we have our celebrity house story of the week. Now, this one I'm super excited about because I am actually licensed. I can sell you this one. This one is in Washington. Uh-huh. So if you really want it, this is Pat Monahan is selling his house. And for those of you that don't recognize that name, that is the front man for Train. Think of the song Drops of Jupiter. She acts like summer, walks like rain.
Yeah, they've been at Mary Hill. They've played at the Gorge. Yeah.
Yeah, so
I know you've heard their music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've even seen him on stage with Tay-Tay. But he is selling their Lake Sammamish house.
Okay.
It is a three-story, five-bed, five-bath, 5,500 square feet, right on the lake.
Has a dock.
There's a picture of a boat out there.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we can try to get that thrown in because it is $8.2 million almost.
And there's a heated deck. The deck is heated.
And, you know, these pictures are pretty incredible because it's not every listing photos that I go through that I see. I believe I see a picture of his Grammy.
Yes.
In the photo. And so you got a question like, do those get locked away for showings? They should.
Yeah.
I definitely think they should. And then also there's some artwork.
Yes.
Maybe a self-portrait. And I'm requesting that to stay in the offer.
Well, and the funny thing is, too, it's this picture of him with his tongue sticking out. It's a painting. And I'm like, does that stay with the house? Do the Grammys stay at the house?
If you're seeing that house with me, we're asking for that photo to convey.
I mean, it's one of those rocker with a tongue.
I love it. So if you are interested in this listing, usually I say, like, I'll send you a referral. If this is a house you're going to buy, no referral. Like, I'm driving over. Give me a call. We're gonna go show this house. So that is our crazy celebrity house of the week. Fun to see that one come across my desk, and it'll be fun to see what that closes and sells for.
Oh, yeah.
So more on a local front. You know, John, I always like to take all the phone calls that I get every week. And when I get three or four of the same call, that usually becomes our radio show topic. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, right now, what everybody's talking about, we actually did a show on this about a month ago. I have had more calls of people saying, how do I sell my house in the fourth quarter? Or they've called in and they're like, I am ready to sell, but I want to get this done before the weather changes or before we finish out the end of the year and the holidays get here. It gets too busy. And I got to tell you, the show we had a couple months ago, which is awesome for people that have been looking for inventory, some of those freaking boomers are finally giving their houses up.
Oh.
Okay? And that's been a problem, right? They've been locked in at low interest rates. They want to downsize and move. But rates have prevented that from happening. Well, I'll tell you what, based upon the number of calls we're getting for this time of year, we're having an extended fall market, extended summer market. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of good inventory coming on. But what I notice in the biggest question that people have is is it possible to still sell right now? You know, they're like, I know rates are coming down and I want to downsize and I want to go buy something else, but what do I need to do to get my house sold in the fourth quarter? So you've been doing the show with me a long time, John. I always say there's four things that sell a house. Can you name me at least two of the four?
Price and location.
Okay, you have been listening. Okay, I'm so excited that you've been listening. So,
and financing terms.
Well, we can talk about incentives, but yes. Okay. So we're going to talk about it. So I'm going to go with exactly what you said, and that was price and location. So the first thing we're going to talk about in the fourth quarter is price. And you might say, gosh, that's not exactly what I was expecting for fourth quarter for you to talk about. But we have to look at that, because if you want to sell in the fourth quarter, I say you need to avoid what I call aspirational pricing.
Okay.
Okay. And aspirational pricing is when you price above what the comps are. And in the last, 2 to 4 years, we've seen a lot of this. And what happens is either the rates were so low, people didn't care, and they went ahead and paid slightly more and said, over the long term, it's not really going to matter because my rate's so low and I'm financing this. Or the market was moving so fast that the market actually caught up to their aspirational pricing, meaning that when they listed it, they were $10,000 above where the market should be. And 30 to 45 days later, the market actually caught up to their price and someone then went ahead and bought it.
Mm.
I would say to you right now, with the inventory numbers that we have approaching that magical 1,000 mark, hasn't hit it yet, but I got to tell you, I think it's going to, which we have not seen since 2014.
Okay.
Aspirational pricing in the fourth quarter is a terrible idea if you want to be sold in the fourth quarter. So I just say, don't do that in the fourth quarter, especially. The second thing is that we have lots of information right now. There are more competing homes than we've seen before, as that number is in the high 900s right now for inventory. And even nationwide, we're finally starting to see some of that grow. So the other thing that you're going to look at with this is condition. And we're going to talk a little bit about what that means. And those price and condition are going to go hand in hand in that situation. And so the next thing, you hit location, McKay. That's the third. So the next one after price that I really look at in this situation in the fourth quarter is condition. So right now, you basically have, in my opinion, 1 month to make actual changes to your condition to get it sold in the fourth quarter. And that's especially because the first thing that we always talk about is curb appeal and landscaping. Yep. And that can be exterior paint. That can be your front door paint. That can be your lawn and what that looks like. Well, right now we still have weather that is favorable to those conditions, but that will change in about 30 days. What you're able to accomplish on the exterior to help your curb appeal in the fourth quarter, it's going to get pretty limited.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, when we look at painting, the weather windows that they have for doing the exterior paint and doing it correctly, those days are going to become numbered. So
yeah,
if you are wanting to do that in the fourth quarter, you need to have a high sense of urgency for what you can actually do on the exterior to get it ready. Once again, another thing that has not mattered as much the last 2 to 4 years as it does this year, it will matter more in the fourth quarter if you're actually wanting to get your house sold. So then what happens is you have your 30 days to get it ready. Then we have November. We have 25 days to actually get a contract on it and get it under contract. The reason that we say 25, I did go to school. I realize November has more days than that. But this is like, we're talking about Thanksgiving week. We're talking about realtors, lenders, vacations, family travel. you're probably going to lose 5 working days in that month to when we actually would have got something under contract.
Mm-hmm.
So your time window to get this done in the fourth quarter is starting to condense a little bit.
Yeah.
The other thing that I put out there that I tell people is if you are going to sell in the fourth quarter, document all of your winterization. Yes. A lot of people miss this because there's not a great way to know what something is like. So pools are a great example. If you're going to be selling in the fourth quarter this year, in the last 10 years, you have closed your own pool and you've done that yourself. I know the type of person that does that and it pains you, but hire somebody this year, the year you sell, hire a professional pool company to do it for you and get documentation of that.
Yes.
Because that's going to come up. The snow's going to be flying. It's going to be late December. We're going to have a buyer and they're going to be like, oh, who closed the pool? And John McKay's going to be like, I did. I do it myself every year. And they're going to be like, no. So you're going to have some sort of documentation. If you still insist on doing it yourself, if nothing else, take a video of the process and what you're doing. But I don't recommend that. That is like last case scenario. I would much rather have an invoice from a professional pool company that this was the condition it was in when they closed it. And it's coming up that time of year. You're going to start seeing the signs and the scheduling. Sprinkler blowouts are the exact same situation. So going ahead and documenting those, getting a receipt, getting proof that those were blown out. So.
Yes.
Now, John, you brought up a great point. You said price, and we talked about price of selling in the fourth quarter, but you said location.
Yes.
Now, as much experience as I have in real estate, this is one of the four I have not figured out how to change yet. I cannot do much to change the location.
No.
But we have, and things you think about with location, what are people worried about? Well, say a busy street or power lines in the backyard or close to schools or close to shopping or abandoned houses or properties next door with weeds growing really tall. You know, all of those things can come into play. So we're going to talk our fourth point that we're going to talk about after the break really comes into marketing on that. But if we look at location, the only way we can make a real adjustment to that location is going back to point number one and pricing accordingly. Now, I've said this a number of times, but I've got a number of appointments when we're meeting with people and they're still going back to 2 to 4 years ago. And that was when there was 300 homes on the market. You could price a location problem the same as the other comps and still get it sold because there was no choices for the consumer. They were forced into some of these situations. Well, when you look at location and really analyze it, if it is inferior, you need to make a price adjustment up front to that.
Because there's a lot more choices now.
There's a lot more choices. Now, instead of that being the only house, the house might be great, but the location is off a little bit. Well, people would accept that in a low inventory market. They won't accept that in a 3 to 4 month inventory market. And so the only way to move the needle on that is likely going to be with some sort of incentive, which we're going to talk about in the marketing portion, or a price change. So just be very, very careful when you're looking at location and analyzing what that means to selling in the fourth quarter. When we come back from the break, we've got some of that new inventory, and we're going to talk about marketing and incentives to sell your house in the fourth quarter.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today, we've been talking about what seems to be on a lot of people's minds, and that is being able to get a house sale done in the fourth quarter before we finish out this wonderful 2024. So we've been talking about some of those tips and what's happening with inventory. So before I jump into our final segment about that, I do have a pick three for some great new inventory we put on this week. Pick number one, 5612 Taft over in Pasco. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,600 square feet, just move-in ready, new appliances, great home, large formal living room, laminate wood flooring, vaulted ceilings, big bright kitchen, tons of counter space, new stainless steel appliances, and then outside, fully fenced backyard, open patio, and that's coming in at $389,500. So great, great price for that new listing on Taft. Pick number two, I'm going to take you to Walla Walla, 401 East Pine Street in Walla Walla. This is a three-bedroom, one-bath, 1,880 square foot, fully remodeled, updated, fresh interior and exterior paint, new mini split, new LVP flooring throughout, new carpet, a detached 250 square foot workshop. Main floor has a big bright kitchen, butcher block countertops. Downstairs, you've got a spacious rec room, third bedroom, and then situated on a corner lot, mature trees. This is a great property. I actually went down and helped with some of the staging furniture down here at this property. And because, you know Walla Walla, like this is close to the downtown corridor. Like you could walk. I mean, yeah, we stopped and ate dinner there while we were there working. So, it's a great location that can have you walking to world-class restaurants within 5-6 minute walk right into the thick of things. And that's priced at $325,000. So great property there. And then pick number three. Well, actually, since I prepared yesterday for this, this one's pending. But I'm still going to give you the stats just to show you real quick. 401 South Hawaii Street in Kennewick. This is a four-bedroom, three-bath, 2,500 square feet. Just beautiful property. Oversized kitchen, granite counters, large primary suite, dual vanities, large walk-in shower, great covered patio with a built-in barbecue and a prep counter. Reason I went ahead and gave this was just a good example of still beautiful, beautiful homes like this coming on the market in Tri-Cities in that price range of $690, $689.9. And some of those best homes still prepared well. And when you see the pictures of this, will go pending in the fourth quarter. So those things are still moving. Kind of what we're talking about today. Beautiful landscaping, good curb appeal, still able to get things moved in the fourth quarter. So our pick three became our pick two, but it's for a good reason because it was pending. So if you want to look at any of those other ones, go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message. We would love to do that for sure. Well, one of the things we were talking about before the break is what's important about getting my house sold in the fourth quarter. We talked about price, we talked about condition and location, and that being even more important because you can get away with some things throughout the rest of the year.
Okay.
So in a spring market, John, like, you know, the lawn starts to grow and you can get it reseeded and the sun's out and the weather's nice. Everything looks a little bit better. Mm-hmm. It is much harder to cover up some of those, shall we say, discrepancies in a property in the middle of winter.
Yes.
All the leaves are off the trees. It's like you're out there. The property's bare naked. You're going to see exactly what it is in the fourth quarter, especially around here. So marketing point that I have, number one, that I wrote down is you need to make sure you're listed with an agency that has a good mix of buyers and sellers. So what I mean by that is activity tends to breed other activity. So that synergy within a good team, if you put up a sign, you're not always, the calls you get on that one sign are not always going to sell that house. But many, many times those calls and those clients, if that house isn't perfect for them, we'll end up going with your agent and buying another house that they know about. Well, that's going to be when you're listing with a team that has activity like that. Just last week, we closed on two properties. I had listed a property through one of my contacts, and then the neighbor saw what we were doing. So that neighbor called.
Mm-hmm.
We listed their house. First showing that we have on that house, on the second one, it's not a perfect fit for them. They end up buying the neighbor's house that we have listed. And then one of my other agents sells and we close on that other house. So if we hadn't gotten that second listing, there was like three sides to that deal we would have never had. So that type of activity and synergy tends to breed a lot more activity. And in fact, another example of that was I just had a call yesterday before the show as I was prepping. And somebody called and said, hey, my house isn't selling. I need a second opinion. And sure enough, I look up the address and we were in that house two nights ago with a buyer. And so we know exactly what that buyer said about the house and what the feedback is. And so it's just when you have activity like that, it breeds more activity and it helps things move along in that situation. The next thing that I wrote down from a marketing standpoint is make sure that whoever you're dealing with is not cutting their marketing budget in the fourth quarter. We see that a lot. People are like, oh man, I think things are going to slow down.
It's the holidays.
And it's the holidays and there's not going to be any sales. We're actually in general increasing our budget that time of year. We make a big push in the fourth quarter because we know that even with the weather being like that, there's going to be a lot of people making relocation decisions towards the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So if you're going on in the fourth quarter and people are going to be deciding, man, is this the year I'm finally going to make the move? We get a lot of relocation buyers that start coming in the end of October, November. Some people will even use their holiday travel for house hunting trips to make those decisions. So we're actually increasing some of our marketing budget in the fourth quarter to capture some of those leads that are coming in. The other thing that we look at a lot of times in those situations as well is how are you positioning yourself on social media? You know, what type of videos are you getting out there about the house? What do the drone shots look like? What attention to detail are you paying in that arena? That's a great way to get more exposures for those listings and then get things out there so that more people are seeing that. We just had the other day, in fact, I challenged another agent on this. we had written an offer and the agent called me. We submitted the offer and the agent called me and said, well, we're trying to decide if we're going to counter your offer. And I said, well, why? Like, what's the holdup? I didn't think it was that offensive. And she said to me, she goes, well, your people have never seen the house. They've never like been here in person, which was true. And so I just, you know, I like to ask questions, John. Mm-hmm. And so I said back, I said, well, then why did you do a YouTube video? And she's like, well, what do you mean? Well, that was like for advertising. And I'm like, oh, well, my people, you did such a great job on your video that my people felt like they've seen it. And they didn't want to bother coming into town and wasting the time to do it. Like you had a 3D tour, you had a Matterport, you had a video. I said, you actually did your job better than I see most agents do it. And I mean, I think your sellers should be happy with you and definitely you should counter. And she was like, oh, okay. So, like I had to talk her into countering to us to keep the deal going. Because really, I mean, and I wasn't joking, like she had done a much better job than I see most agents do. But it's funny, like almost created her own problem in doing so because the seller couldn't believe someone would make an offer without seeing it. But I got to tell you, and I talk to sellers about this all the time with marketing, I always say our first 10 to 12 showings will happen online. Because that's just where we're at. Like it's going to happen late at night in that first week. We're going to launch the listing and I can track exactly who's going through my Matterport tours and who's looking at them. And don't get mad at me, but I can also then send you an email because I saw you looking. So you can go through the house. So I always say like our first 10 showings like that are likely happening online. And that's a big marketing push that we're putting forward because we want those offers from those relocating and those out of town buyers. And So make sure that that is part of your fourth quarter strategy when you're looking at that. It is absolutely still very, very possible to get things sold in the fourth quarter. It would definitely, you want to make that call now and start making some of those plans. There's even a lot of people that know they're going to sell in December. Mm-hmm. We tell a lot of those people, we encourage them to reach out now, because what a lot of times we'll do is we'll go do photography now, mm-hmm. especially exterior, knowing that you're going to be listing in December or January. We'll get some of that photography done now and just hold it until we get a little bit closer. To give a more accurate representation of what that property is going to look like. If that's something you're interested, go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message, give us a call, and yes. we would love to help out with that. And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870. Our house.